everybody. Welcome to the Third and Footlong Show here on Planet FM 104.6. It would have helped that I've turned my microphone on. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT. How are you, Darren?
I'm okay. Now I know why I couldn't hear anything in my headphones before the show.
I was busy trying to look up who you did have for the playoffs.
I know, and now I've just nearly blasted my ears out because I had my headphones
all the way
out. I was like, why is nothing coming through?
Am I screaming at you in your ears?
You are.
I think I found your last pick. I think it was the Bucks, wasn't it?
Yeah, it would have been. I would have been on Bucksland, wouldn't I?
There we go. Done it.
Maybe I should type these up when I get home, my predictions. when you review your predictions after 8 weeks or nine weeks, you just go, oh.
It's embarrassing for me.
So, yes, here we are. What you can expect from tonight's show, you can expect some food chart. This week it was the pudding.
Pudding.
Put party. Then we will go through some NFL news, some college news. Also, some NFL review, some college review. And then we will probably, if we get a chance, talk about the mess that was our preseason predictions.
And mine, I have a few good ones, and then I just have about 80% terrible.
I'm not feeling too bad about mine.
You have the Colts, so you should feel very happy. Except for today.
Oh, well, they were toilets. But it made me feel happy for other reasons.
Why? Do you have the Steelers? You didn't have the Steelers, did you?
No, they'll capitulate.
Capitulate?
Yeah.
Damn.
You know,
Rogers. SAT bloody words there.
Rogers will, like, have a meltdown. And, like, when he got tackled by his 300-yard guard or something like
that
and then he tried to punch him out or something.
I like that similar situation happened to you last week when we were performing. Was the week before we were performing? Where one of our younger co-stars jumped on your back and you just about broke.
I know. I had a bad knee and he dives on my back. Oh, my word. That could have been the end of rehab.
It could have.
Oh, dear. So let's get into it, shall we? Oh, I got a little song for you.
Oh, no. What is it? It's a present.
Guess who's back?
Back again.
Dino's back.
Tell our friends.
That's right. Dino is back. The official food historian of the Third and Footlong is back.
With pudding.
With pudding insight.
Is he going to talk about suet and all of that?
Wow. I tell you what. I posted a definition of what a pudding was.
I didn't even know we did that, but good job, Darren.
No, I did that. Because the controversy that keeps circling. So pudding. I went, it's a hot dish that's either steamed or baked in a... And then someone comes back and goes, what about ice cream?
No, that's a dessert.
Sheriff Anoti, pushing the boundaries of trying to... it became a whole dessert and
I guess baked
stuff like
Alaska,
that.
Does that count as a pudding? We didn't have that.
It was really funny. I was talking to John at work and he doesn't do the poll.
Yeah.
He lets his wife do it.
And?
Cheryl. And then he blames Cheryl for all the answers. But I bet he doesn't go home and tell Cheryl.
I really want a pudding right now.
Do you? Well, maybe you'll want one of these that I'm going to reveal to you shortly. There was a lot of answers.
Did you want me to
the Oxford English Dictionary describes pudding as a boiled, steamed in baked dish made with various sweet or something savoury ingredients added to the mixture, typically including milk, eggs and flour, or other starchy ingredients such as suet, rice, semolina, enclosed in a crust. Which is not true for rice pudding, by the way.
Well, yes, it's got that gelatinous crust to it.
So I took trifle out, and then the first person who answered went, trifle.
Because trifle's a pudding.
It's not.
It is.
Because it doesn't meet the Oxford English Dictionary.
It feels like it's a pudding, though.
It feels like a dessert to me. Cold.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. Taking it from the top.
Our
rice pudding.
Rice pudding.
4%. Tapioca. Whoever picked that, I want to have words. 2%.
I just put it in because lots of people like tapioca pudding.
All 2% of them.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't get them into Parliament. Bread and butter pudding, 7%.
Mm-hmm.
Spotted dick, 1%. Very unpopular. Christmas pudding, 2%. Queen of puddings, 2%. Golden syrup, 4%. Banana pudding, 1%. Flan, 2%.
Uh-huh.
Now we're getting to the meat. Not the meat, but the meat of the bowl. Other. I mean, how many more options do people want?
Well, you took off trifle, so.
How many more options do people want? 13%. Tied with crumble. Then at 19% was chocolate and self-sourcing puddings.
Yep.
Yuck.
No?
No.
Weirdo.
Too kind of like sickly kind of... I don't weird. Do chocolate brownie, lava cake, all that.
You just don't do anything really at this point.
Give me a bar of Cadbury's. I'm down. And sticky toffee date, whatever, 30.
Crushed it.
Well out there. So let's have a look, see if we can get some commentary. Where were the comments on all of this? There was lots of comments. Someone tried to sneak in flapjack.
That's not a pudding.
That didn't go down
That's
well.
That's a breakfast.
Sticky toffee pudding in a sea of custard is the only pudding anyone should ever need. That was Graham.
Nah, sticky dates better.
Love Graham. Joe O'Brien, chocolate pudding is my favourite, said with an American accent. Cheryl tried to shoehorn ice cream in there, weren't having that. Then came back with lemon tart, and then tried to push the boundary again of non-hot stuff.
Ugh, hot lemon tart.
Craig, oh no, we won't read that yet.
Craig.
Yes, indeed, Craig.
No,
Craig tried to have a shot at last week's pollster, Corin. Spotted it looks like a textbook Corin Healy dessert to me. And Corin Healy was like, delete those pics immediately. And I asked them to release the Healy files. Because I don't know what's in there by the look of it. But then Dino was back.
Dino.
We've missed him. The elasticity of the term pudding is being sorely tested here. The empire was not built on visits to the Cheesecake Factory. The stateside flapjack is a pancake and thus a breakfast option. In the Middle Ages, the origin source of the pudding was known as podding, P-O-D-I-N-G, a colloquial curveball adaptation of the French word boudin. Boudin. B-O-U-D-I-N.
Like, are you doing the hand, though, for anyone who's
that's
watching
a bit,
the YouTube?
That's a bit Italian, though.
It's just
that's
like, a full hand came out, and I was like, wait, okay.
And the boudin is French and not a boudin.
You're supposed to put on a face when you're doing a French
Italian
accent.
Oh, yeah. As in petite sausage.
Petite
sausage.
Stop with the hand gestures.
So it has to be black pudding. Ha, stop it, Dina. Albeit with a pint of Guinness. That will put hairs on the chest of a dolphin.
I do black pudding for breakfast. So I've never thought about it for dinner.
Black pudding, no.
It's just a salty sausage.
Anyone that eats to this, I'm the salty sausage. Anyone who listens to this show would probably think that I don't ever eat anything.
You don't. You have a very specific amount of things that you eat.
I just eat everything, obviously.
Yeah. You also fire everyone.
I do fire everyone. And people have been fired today as well.
Yes, they have.
They
all
have
been.
Indeed. So well done to Sticky. Date, toffee, pudding. Well done. And thank you to everybody that contributed. We will be back the end of this week with another poll. For now, do you want to go straight into some news?
Yep, go for
it. So a few firings, I didn't even need to do it.
I know.
I tell you, you should be fired.
Don't say me.
No, not yet. Still
wow,
need
Darren.
You for a bit longer.
Thanks, Aaron.
That's cool. The Miami Dolphins GM, Chris Greer.
No.
Fired.
Mutually agreed to part ways.
Fired.
Mutually agreed to part ways.
Can we have the conversation? How is Mike McDaniel still in a job?
Because the owner loves him.
Has he got a picture of the owner doing something?
Probably.
It is. I don't mind him. I think he's a nice guy. I look at him on the sideline. He looks horrifically lost. His players do not seem in one bit engaged.
No.
They put 6 points up on the one of the worst defenses in the NFL. How's he still employed?
I don't know. Like, I honestly don't know. But the GM mutually agreed to part ways.
Also fired.
Auburn head coach?
Hugh Freeze. Mm-hmm. Auburn head coach. There's a lot of money going around college football just to fire people at the minute.
Yes. Or mutually agreed to part ways.
Did you see the Louisiana governor?
Governor.
Being interviewed.
Yes, about the LSU. It was weird.
Wow. Did you see his mannerisms? He was so Trump.
It was a very unique man.
Yes.
Mm.
LSU has all of a sudden become very unattractive after that. Not good. Hugh Freeze of Auburn. Gone. Mm-hmm. Second Here's someone that should be fired.
South Carolina OC, gone.
Gone, yes. Mm-hmm. South Carolina.
I was surprised the coach is still there, though.
The players seem to like him.
Yeah.
Tell you who could be gone, give it another week or two. Duke beating Clemson in Clemson for the first time in 45 years.
An imaginary fire button.
How hot is Dabo Sweeney's seat, DT?
I would say it's hotter than a jalapeno pepper.
I mean, I know he's won a couple of national championships.
But you're hitting the imaginary fire button in front of you?
I think so. Clemson, when scoring 45 points or more in a game,
yes,
were 134-0.
And now they're not.
And then Duke, a basketball college.
Blue Devils and lacrosse college.
Beat them at home. They've now lost, I think, 4 at home.
Yes.
That's unheard of.
In Death Valley.
Unheard of, yeah.
Where everyone's apparently called their stadium Death Valley and everyone's a tiger.
I was there, and now LSU putting 17 on them seems pretty average.
Yeah.
When Duke put 40-odd on them and something like that. Tell you who else going down.
I'm sorry, you just made me sing that song in my head.
Which one?
Yelling Timber.
It's going down.
It's like that's all that I've thought. And I was
are you
like,
ready? This, yes. This one needs a hand gesture.
Oh no. What hand gesture are you doing? The U. Okay, right, maybe.
Goodbye, U. Dropping 8 points this week in the AP poll.
No, I don't think they're going to the playoffs.
SMU.
Mm-hmm.
SMU wins
potential
for the
head coach
first
for the
time.
Arkansas.
SMU wins at home for the first time against a top team since 1974.
Woo! But you know who's still been rolling? And John will be happy with this, Roll Tide.
Nah, they didn't play.
I know.
They didn't play.
I know.
The top 7, I think, this week in the AP, no movement.
No. Roll Tide.
No movement. But how do Miami... Do you see, this is what winds me up about the AP.
Mm-hmm.
So LSU, you look at their 3 losses this year, like A&M and Ole Miss, both
Arkansas.
In the top 4. That's not going to happen. So LSU have lost to like 3 top 10 teams out the 25. Miami loses to SMU. Oh, no, you can just be dropped 8 points. It's all right. Doesn't matter.
I don't know.
So anti.
When LSU
so
loses
anti the
to
AP
Alabama.
Poll. No. LSU, I'm telling you, are going to take out the Tide in Tuscaloosa.
Otherwise, you can't go to work for a week.
No, I'm not going
you
to work.
You stick a big ash.
No. Luckily, I'm going to be on a plane on Sunday and not watching that game.
Oh, no.
I'm actually going to be on a plane for the whole.
I know, when you arrive back.
No, I'm just not turning my phone on.
Lots of texts.
I landed like 6 o'clock Sunday night, so it's going to be well over. I'll worry about it.
Do you know, if you win, I will text you LOL Tide.
LOL Tide.
Like it. Yeah. If you lose.
A John could take his Roll Tide elephant.
Yeah.
Send it back to the zoo.
Well, the dinosaurs are gone now, so again.
Big trade. Jair Alexander.
Oh, is that big? He hasn't played. He's been a healthy scratch for the Ravens,
oh, no,
but sure.
He's like,
the Eagles also picked
player.
Up Michael Carter II.
Yes.
Was actually thought was a better trade for the Eagles.
Yeah.
He suits their scheme a bit more. So, yeah.
Travis Hunter.
Injured reserve. Potential
yes.
ACL, but also could not be ACL. Very confusing news coming out of the Jags.
It was interesting because I was watching a lot of stuff Tuesday, Wednesday before this happened.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were already saying he was wide receiver number one over Brian Thomas Jr.
Hmm. So, I don't think so now.
Tyler Shook starting his first game. Well, we'll get to that. Maybe if the wheel allows us. Hopefully it doesn't. One question. I don't know if you've been really watching. Has Bill Belichick fixed UNC?
No.
You don't think?
They're so bad. Like, they were so far down. I don't think one sort of week.
I think there's 3 claimable weeks. 2 weeks ago, the wide receiver was on the half-yard line and fumbled into the end zone. That would have been a win. Last week, he went for 2 and missed by 6 inches, and that would have been a win.
Mm.
And then this week, they were lights out. I think they've got issues at QB, but I don't know. Is he fixing UNC? Are they better now than what they were the start of the season?
I don't know, because there's still so much weird news flying around. That's kind of a problem to me, because I don't think you want that for your school.
I don't think it's going to ever stop.
No.
No. I'm confident that he's got a bit of a fix going on there.
You're confident?
Mm.
What's your wager for
this? That's 3 weeks. I mean, they're not going to qualify for anything.
Do you know who's going to be really happy right now? John, the Patriots fan.
Oh.
That you are loving Bill Belichick right now.
Yes, I know.
He's going to be so happy on you.
I just want to, yeah, please don't make me talk about a Patriots game today.
Are you sure?
Yeah. What happened? Why did the Falcons, like, not win that game?
Oh, because they missed.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. So many missed.
Yeah.
So many
but
missed.
But also, record setting, Arkansas Razorback, 68 yards.
That
Let's
was
go,
impressive.
Cam Little.
No, dude, that was impressive. On so a bye week person. For the Browns, the Bucks, the Eagles, and the Jets.
I know. Our team on a bye week.
Should we delve into the world of NFL review? Is there anything else you'd like to talk about in news, DT?
No, I can't think of it. Oh, actually, no. Did you see it was really cute? Aaron Jones' son dressed as him for Halloween, and it was adorable. That's basically the only news I had for that specific thing. I just thought it was so cute, because it was like him in a little tiny. Yeah, sorry. That
Thank
was
you.
It.
For bringing that sweet
so
family
cute.
Related.
It was so cute.
Here we go. Spin the NFL wheel.
Am I spinning?
God, there's so much to talk about today. So much.
Do you know how much I really, really hope this wheel has landed on the Pats Falcons? And it hasn't.
Yes!
It's landed on Mike Vrabel's old team. Versus the Chargers.
Well.
Who for a hot minute, not that long, but for a hot minute after that pick six was thrown, I was like, oh no, are the Titans going to upset the Chargers? And then what will happen after this? But yeah, no, it was fun. It was good. It was an enjoyable game to watch. But there was a hot minute where I thought, oh no.
Well, the Chargers were 10.5-point favourites. They're 6-3 for about the third or fourth time in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
They are, for some reason, ranked in the top four of all categories, all stat categories.
And they need to sign a new running back because Justin Herbert was their lead rusher on the day.
I know.
It's not good.
The Titans' D and special teams really held this game together because the Titans did.
Zero on offense.
And the fact that the Chargers could only beat them by 7 points.
I know, it's not. It was, and Joe Alt is now injured. And it was 6 sacks the Titans
Joe
put up
Alt
on the Chargers.
Again.
He looks like he's done for the season as well. Yeah. So
they're 5-0 with John Alt. Joe Alt. They're 5-0.
John Alt. I'm sure John Alt would be very happy
John
being
Alt.
Compared to Joe Alt.
10 sacks in the game. Herbert took 6 of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not good.
That Titans D came to play. There was only 10 points scored in the second half.
Yeah.
What a dull second half. I mean, I've been hot. I was hot on the Chargers at the start of the season. I'm thinking that they are flattering to deceive with poor opponents.
I am very hot on their tight end, though, Gadsden. He's very good pickup for them.
He is very good.
So that's about it for them.
Yeah, that game's got nothing else.
I know. So do you want
to
talk about the Patriots now?
No. Just spin the wheel.
Just spinning
the
wheel.
There were some terrible performances today, by the way.
I know there were some terrible ones. Oh, no. Do you want to guess what game it landed on?
Is it the Panthers versus the Packers?
No, it's the Raiders versus the Jacks.
God.
Which we've already said the like most exciting news, which is the 68-yard field goal. So,
yeah.
Fantastic. Do you know it was going in, there were 44 points scored in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
Like the first three quarters, just don't play
them. Just don't bother. Yeah, just go to the fourth.
And Brock Bowers.
Oh.
What a nice return. 3 touchdowns.
120-odd yards.
Thank you, my offensive player of the year.
Geno Smith actually had probably his best game.
Yes, he did, yeah.
Pete Carroll is 0-5 against the spread coming off a bye since 2020.
Mm.
It's not going well for him, though.
No, it's not. And they still can't get Genty going on the run game. He had a few catches today, which were good, but
yeah,
he's
next
under
week,
50 yards again.
Be interested now they've got Bowers back because next week they play the Broncos, who historically play tight ends really badly. Yeah, what would you have done at the end?
I don't know why they went for two.
No.
The momentum wasn't on them. It wasn't, I don't know why you went for two.
No.
But then I guess they would have been hounded if they went for the tie, because it was pretty much go for the tie or go for broke. So they went for
the tie's got to be worth more than the...
Does it really? No. You at least solidify your position in the draft board upwards.
What are you, 2-5?
Yeah.
2-5-1? Or 2-6?
Yeah.
They have not been who people thought they were going to be.
No, not at all.
Whether today Bowers coming back means that they're going to be something, because they are nothing without him.
No.
Nothing. Geno, yeah. And the Jags, well, they were okay.
2 touchdowns rushing.
I know.
For Lawrence, not passing.
No, that's right.
That was interesting.
And through his obligatory interception again.
Yeah.
Yeah, always has to have one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's not much else you can say about that game, really.
No, there really isn't.
Let's go spin.
Oh.
I mean, obviously the biggest game of the week.
Was the Lions versus the Vikings, I'm hoping you're going to say?
It was not.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Well, let's do it. Do you want to say anything first?
I don't think anyone expected the Vikings to win the game. I think most people would have picked the Lions to win. So... Yeah,
Lions were 8.5-point favourites. They won both games last year.
Blocked field goal. Again, another game of blocked field goal.
Yes. And most consecutive wins by 15 points or more at home since 1952. That's obviously scratched now because they lost this game. I mean, you look at the game, Goff was the best QB. By miles,
except... The Vikings bullied the Lions. The Lions couldn't get their run game going. The only person who was really super successful on the day was Sam LaPorta. And, yeah, like, they just couldn't... They couldn't out-bully the Vikings. The Vikings came to smash them, and they did.
Do you want a mad stat?
Sure.
You know, I like a mad stat.
I know you love a mad stat.
The Lions have not converted a 3 and longer than 10 this entire season.
Weird.
They did today, and then right at the end, Montgomery fumbled, so it didn't count.
Well, the Vikings O-line is a problem as well. It's a massive problem. 5 sacks on a rookie quarterback. Second-year rookie quarterback. He's not going to get any better.
My Aiden Hutchinson thing looks all right. He's playing well.
Yeah, he's playing well, yeah.
But it was interesting. Who was I? I was watching Rich Eisen last week. He had the Lions as the number one team in the NFL. I just could not buy that.
I just think their defense is just missing a few pieces. But I could see it. Like, they've got a very good offense.
JJ McCarthy was...
Not great.
No.
They won the game, though, so...
He was... Yeah. Game managing, I think, is what you could call it.
I know.
Yeah, he was definitely not spectacular, but he was not as awful as what he has been. It's good to see him back, though. He's had terrible injuries.
Oh, a defensive battle of the number one defenses.
Oh, we can only be talking about the Denver Broncos at the Houston Texans.
I enjoyed the game. I bet you didn't enjoy the game, but I enjoyed the game.
Well, I was watching some content over the weekend.
Yes.
Where I get some of my stuff from. And they put the over-under at 39.5. I went, what? That's so low. I mean, it's the lowest of the week. And they scored 33. So what do I know? What do I know?
It was a fantastic game defensively. Honestly, the Texans probably should have won it, but Broncos had the ball last, so they got it done. Good on the Broncos. I don't think the Texans really needed to win it. I think they're slowly probably looking towards the draft now.
I mean, the thing for the Texans, they actually had the ball with a minute 30 to go.
They had it. They couldn't convert.
They couldn't move it.
Well, CJ Stroud getting knocked out of the game was not fantastic.
No.
But then you got Davis Mills in it back up.
As Tony Kornheiser says, the man that sounds like a shopping store.
Davis Mills.
Davis Mills. No, obviously, Patrick's a turn.
No. I think...
Denver on a 6-game winning streak.
Mm. It's still a bit hard, though, for Broncos fans winning in the fourth quarter like this. Like, you kind of want them to just win the game. well, not just winning like the final few minutes.
Do you remember the start of this season where we got to game five, I think it was, when they played the Eagles? And I said, this is the first game the Broncos have ever been behind in the fourth quarter.
And now it's just
And now they just
jujued them.
But what is interesting, and you're kind of seeing the opposite with Kansas this year, right?
Yeah.
So last year, Denver finished 10-7.
Mm-hmm.
They were 1-6 in one score games. So flip that, right? That's this year, they are 5-2. And the two, they didn't even lose in regulation time. They lost as time expired. I keep using this fact, but they are 2 field goals away from being 9-0.
Are you worried about the Broncos' offense, though? Because their defense is really good, but their offense got completely bottled up. And the Texans' defense is outstanding, so it is a very good defense, but it's not great.
Do you want to know my next mad stat?
Sure.
Bo Nix's first completed pass was his 6th throw.
Oh, wow.
And it was an interception.
That's terrible. I feel bad because the Texans' defense is so good that you're like, can we just get like a slightly workable offense? And then I think the Texans would have won more games because their defense is keeping them in games. And then they can only do so much.
Denver are 4-0 when trailing in the fourth quarter. They have the highest sack differential through 9 games in the history of the NFL.
Damn.
That's offensive as defensive sacks. Denver, you kind of thought after the fourth quarter against the Giants and then last week, the offense is fixed. But as you say, that Texans D is real.
Oh, it's really good. It's a good defense.
And they were favored. They were 1.5-point favorites to win that game.
It's interesting because I think the home field really plays into that stat as well. I don't know if the Texans' home field is that good, though.
The Texans did not score a touchdown. All 15 points were field goals.
Boom.
Boom.
They couldn't get in the end zone. They couldn't convert.
They were the Browns for today. No, they couldn't. Denver had a 10-minute time of possession differential down.
Yeah.
But again, the Denver D, 4 sacks.
There was one team today that had 40 minutes of possession.
Yeah, I could tell you that game. There was one team that had 16 minutes of possession.
Yeah.
I think, isn't it the Saints?
Yeah, it was the Saints.
16 minutes.
Oh, Saints.
Yeah.
Oh,
spin the wheel.
Oh, no.
We
so
know
sad.
What everybody wants. We know what game everybody wants.
And we'll see if the wheel will give it to them.
Stunning stats on that game as well.
And I really hope everyone wanted to talk about Sunday Night Football.
They probably did not.
A lovely blowout win for the Seahawks.
Yeah.
The most under-talked about genuinely winning team in the division.
100%. Even I am kind of not paying any attention to them. And Sam Darnold, how do you feel, Minnesota?
I know. Must be quite sad.
Carolina. The Jets.
Yeah, Carolina Sam Darnold was not great, so no. I don't think Carolina Sam Darnold is the Seahawks defense
is real.
It's really good. Do you know they blitz the least, but they have the highest pressure rate in the league? It's just it's the way they scheme it, the exotic blitzes that come up. It's just fantastic. It's just a masterclass on how to scheme up a defense to beat a team.
Smith and Jigba, 6 consecutive 100-yard reception games. First time that's happened since the 70s.
Yeah, I can't say they're not seeing DK Metcalf.
No. They were on the road as well, weren't they? Were they? Was it in Washington, wasn't it? I can't remember where it was.
I can't remember. I've written it down as Commanders versus Seahawks, but I don't know if that's
And I've written it down as Seahawks versus Commanders.
So I normally just write it down in whatever, sounds better.
I think the Seahawks were on the road. I don't recall that it was in Seattle. That's 10 consecutive wins on the road.
They're a good. Very for real team. I'm sad that I thought about putting them in my preseason picks, but I didn't, and now I'm upset about that. And instead, I have a bloody purple team in the NFC that I hate so much. And every time they come up, I'm like, go away.
Well, it was interesting because I missed the start of this game because I was working.
Yeah.
And so I only ever have them on the background just for anyone that works with me and thinks that I spend all day Monday watching the NFL.
Darren wishes.
And when I saw it at 28-7, because I flicked on, I saw the 28-7. I'd just come off a meeting. I didn't think that Jaden Daniels was playing.
And no, he was.
I realised Jaden Daniels was playing, and I went, oh my God, they're this bad with him.
Yeah. Terry McLaurin wasn't playing. I don't know if that makes a difference. Yeah.
The coach might be feeling a bit of heat.
I don't think he did. I think he's got a year grace. But yes.
Yes. But, they look terrible. They are probably the team that has probably gone backwards the most, I reckon.
Oh, no, the Texans have gone backwards quite a bit on offense.
On offense, but defense is still
defensive.
The Commanders look all over the place on everything. 38 points.
Trying to figure, is their special teams good? I can't even remember.
No, I don't think it is.
Okay.
Spin the wheel. Is it going to give people what they want?
Well, I think if people wanted to talk about a South Floridian team that features an aquatic animal, then yes. This is what people wanted.
I'm not sure this is what people wanted.
What?
Are you talking about the Dolphins versus the Ravens?
Yeah.
Another terrible game.
Another purple team who has disappointed my playoff predictions.
Yes. Well, I think they're going to come good.
Just next year, I'm not going to... Just
they're
next year, no
good.
Purple team. Can
they're
you just remind
good.
Me?
No purple.
Purple. No purple next year.
They're going to come good.
No purple.
Ravens were 7.5-point favourites. The over-under was 49, and they got 34.
Ooh. Yeah.
Lamar was Lamar.
Yeah. Lamar looks good and is back healthy.
You probably... he didn't show any signs of hamstring.
No.
No. Do you know they are 65-26 with him and 5-11 without?
Yeah, well, the whole offense runs through him. Like, there's very few teams that are as built by their quarterback as the Ravens are.
The Dolphins were awful.
Oh, they're terrible.
They were awful.
I also think the return of Likely understated for the Ravens. I think they really need that two tight end set to really get their offense going.
Did you see that Jaylen Waddle is favored to go to the New England Patriots? I'm like, who would do that in their own division?
I don't know, because the GM mutually agreed to part ways.
That
would have actually been really funny. That would have been so funny if he did that on his final day, then mutually agreed to part ways.
Isn't that what Lovie Smith did to the Bears?
Yes.
He went and deliberately won the last game of the season because he knew they were going to fire him, so he went and won it and then cost them the number one pick in the draft. That's ultimate dislike payback, right?
If Chris Greer had traded Jaylen Waddle to the Patriots on his final day, that would have been so funny. It would have been so terrible and so funny.
It wouldn't have been good for the rest of the NFL.
Than that.
Nah.
Mm-mm.
Do you want to give us... Just give two more.
Two more?
I think we've got time for two more.
And yeah, then we're talking about playoff predictions and how wrong we were.
Yes.
What a fun time.
You speak for yourself. Is it going to
be the
Bengals
on your list?
Swifties want? Is it going to be the game the Swifties want?
No, it's going to be the game that you wanted earlier. And everyone loves this for talking about this team because no one else does. The Panthers versus the Packers.
Oh, it's really funny because a person very close to me, upon the final whistle, went, "Bryce is back."
And yeah, made such a difference.
I went. He had a 48 quarterback rating. 48.
But he makes the difference apparently for the Panthers.
I had a higher quarterback rating than that today. Never mind anything else.
Yep.
48.
Yep, but apparently he makes the difference.
Do you want to know who makes the difference? Rico Dowdle.
I know that he needs to be the starting running back.
They need to sign him long term.
Yes, 100%.
Absolutely. The Packers.
Two touchdowns.
12.5%. It's a point favourite.
Also, it's not like Jordan Love didn't have a good day.
No, he had a great day.
He's like, why couldn't you get it in the end zone? What was happening to the Packers?
This was the Packers' best start since 2021.
Shocking.
48 passer rating. I mean, this was a close game.
And then they seemed to get a bit in their heads because when they went for that 4th-and-8, you were kind of like, why are you going for 4th-and-8 now? Just kick it.
Play it.
Like, what is happening? Like, it felt like they got really confused as to how they were losing to the Panthers and then were kind of freaking out is what it felt like.
Bryce Young barely got to 100 yards passing.
I know.
Like, he got to 102. And again, obligatory interception thrown into the end zone again.
Yeah.
their run game, their defense is was playing lights out. I mean, who are the Panthers? Who are the Panthers? Is it the disaster that was last week, or is it this team?
I think if you have Bryce Young, it's apparently this team. And they win on walk-off field goals. Also, just a moment, loss of Tucker Kraft is big for the Packers. Yeah. He was having a monster year.
They are 5-2-1, and the two is the Browns and the Panthers.
And they nearly lost the Browns game.
I know.
So, like, it's not like... It's not, yeah.
The Packers, who are they? Who are the Panthers? Who are the Packers? It was like... Yeah. This is a... I mean... This wasn't even a defensive masterpiece. It was just...
The Packers uniform was also interesting.
Yeah, not a fan.
I think it looks better in photos up close when you see the detail of the helmet, because that's a cool idea. Just on screen, it's just a brown helmet, though.
If I was to give you a choice of whether you talked about the Bears versus the Bengals or the Chiefs versus the Bills, which one would you want to talk about?
Bears.
It's only because you know I hate Jaden and Caleb Williams.
No, I just think the Chiefs versus the Bills are so boring because the Bills always win in the regular season. It's a very boring game. I know that everyone was hyping it up and everything, but I personally, I was like, yeah, the Bills won. Shock, horror. Let's go to the playoffs where the Bills lose.
But how bad was Mahomes today?
Yeah, he wasn't great. It's but when they redo this in the playoffs,
in his
he'll be
entire
fine.
Career.
He'll be fine, though. Also... How did the Bills let them convert that 4th and 17?
I know.
Like,
what
I was
are you
like,
doing?
Just like, oh, so you want the Chiefs to win this time? Like, is that you trying to reverse your juju so you let them win this time, then you'll win in the playoffs? Is that what's happening?
I had some, I'm just going to, just because I went and found these stats before this game, and it's probably not going to differ too much given how close it was. In 9 games, this I used Mahomes' numbers first and Josh Allen's second.
Yeah.
Team points when they've been head-to-head, 243 to 242. Total yards, 2727 versus 2787. Touchdowns, 19 to 19. I mean, are Mahomes and Allen the new Brady Manning?
Yes, because they have a more, like, rivalry between them. I would say Joe Burrow, though, is just like a renegade in the background. Like, that's like, yeah, I just beat both of you, so suck it.
Yeah. I loved it when they started calling Arrowhead Burrowhead.
Yeah.
And then they got so salty about it that when they actually went and beat them there, that they went over and were like, especially Travis Kelce, he's just such an unlikable. See, I'll take the hate off the What's It fans, Swifties. Did you want to have a quick? Did you want to give a quick mention to your favourite Chicago Bears?
Yeah, bear down. Bear down.
Can you tell me how Cincinnati keep losing these games?
Because their defense is so terrible. I know you say defense isn't important, Darren, but this is why defense is important. Because oh my god, you scored 42 points and you lost.
They've allowed over 27 points in 8 straight games. Joe Flacco threw for 470 yards.
What happened to the Bears' defense? Like, it's not even, like, there's two sides to this. 1,000 yards of total offense between the two. Terrible.
The Bengals were winning with 50 seconds to go.
I know.
And lost with 17 seconds to go.
That's so terrible.
It was
the Bears ran all over them.
34-27 with 5 minutes to go. 34-27 and finished 47-42.
I don't know what happened. Something really weird happened in that final 5 minutes where it just was like, boom.
Do you think Caleb Williams was testing out for a new career today?
For what?
Wide receiver.
Oh. Yeah, they ran a lot of trick plays today.
They did.
Like a lot of trick plays.
He received a touchdown.
Yes.
So, I mean, look, for me,
Paulson Loveland, finally.
I had the Bears, yes.
Finally.
Yes.
You finally arrived.
But what the hell was that tackle? Did you see it? They just ran into each other and you're just like, oh, okay. Here was me thinking this was field goal range and I'll just wonder on it. I mean, I had the Bears and I also said that if the Bears could get into the playoffs that Ben Johnson could be Coach of the Year. Yeah, I don't think that's happening now. I think it's very obvious who Coach of the Year is at the minute.
A very good segue, though, into let's talk about our predictions.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay. Am I starting?
You go first.
Okay, in the NFC, before the season began, I had the Eagles, the Lions, the Buccaneers, the Rams, the Commanders, the Cowboys, and the Vikings.
It was going well. Let's start them off again. Go.
Eagles, Lions, yes. Bucks, Rams.
No, slow down.
Eagles, yes. Lions, yes. Bucks, Rams, yes. Cowboys, yes.
Ooh.
No, Cowboys I'm actually okay with.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry. The Cowboys... Of the other three remaining, the Cowboys are the best of those three.
Come on.
Would you take the Vikings or the Commanders over the Cowboys?
No.
So, yeah, no. Cowboys is the best of the remaining three.
The Cowboys have probably got as bad a defense as what the Bengals have got.
No. No.
I'm sure I'm missing
the Cowboys' defense. Probably,
I am definitely missing an NFC team.
The Cowboys. I know it's the Bucks. We already did that.
No,
that's
I've got
the Bucks.
Yeah, but I've only got 1, 2, 3.
This is why I wrote mine down.
4, 5, 6. I know. I did write mine down, but I couldn't find
the
piece of paper.
Yeah, but you lost the paper. I think NFC teams that I would have thought about putting in, Seahawks, really.
Yes.
Packers, maybe, but...
No.
Seahawks, though, are the only team I actually regret not putting in.
Yeah, I regret the Seahawks, and I also regret the Falcons. I have got the Eagles, the Bucks, the Rams, the 49ers, the Falcons, and another that I cannot remember.
And it wasn't the Cowboys.
It wasn't the Cowboys. It absolutely was not the Cowboys. I don't know whether it was the Commanders.
What one do you want to drop, and I'll give you an offer of two teams, and you can pick one of them.
Falcons.
Okay. You can either have, instead of the Falcons, the Panthers or the Cowboys.
That is the most...
How about them boys?
What about them boys?
What one would you pick over those two? This was the game that we said we'd play. I didn't say I'd give you amazing tips. Because I gave you the Seahawks. You'd obviously choose the Seahawks, and
well,
that's quite boring. So choose an interesting one.
Do you know who I'm going to take?
Who?
I'm going to take Carolina Panthers.
Okay. Panthers, let's go.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Panthers.
Keep pounding.
Because I think they've got a better chance in that division than the Cowboys have got in that division.
Cool. Shall we move on to... You have to now offer me. I want to drop the Vikings. I thought about dropping the Commanders, and then I thought about dropping the Vikings, and then I decided I want to drop the Vikings.
Okay.
Well, who would you drop out of the Vikings and the Commanders? Because the Commanders are also terrible.
Oh, the Vikings.
But the Vikings are
so
terrible.
No, I'd drop the Vikings because the Commanders have got a much better quarterback.
Yeah. So... Vikings.
Even though he's
got JJ.
Yes. Well, I'm going to be slightly kinder to you than you were to me.
Interesting radio. Go.
I am not going to give you the Seahawks. That's
no,
not happening.
Because there's obviously we both want the Seahawks.
I'm going to offer you.
Yep.
The Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Falcons.
I thought you'd offer me the Packers for some reason.
No.
Bears or Falcons. The Falcons are just such a weird wild card. Look, I will take one for the team, and I'll support Shreyas, and go bear down.
Bear down.
Bear down.
Who have you got in your AFC?
I have got the Bills, the Ravens, the Texans, the Chiefs, the Broncos, the Jags, the Bengals. Who do you have?
I have the Patriots. The Bills. The Chargers? The Chiefs?
Really? For the Chargers?
Yeah, there's 6-6.
Everyone else, I agree with the Chargers, though. You're going to make that sound effect for it.
The Colts? And the Bengals and Ravens.
Yep. So I wish I had the Colts and the Patriots. I wish I had the Patriots more than the Colts, though.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If we get on to Coach of the Year, well, I've just kind of give it to you, but I don't know why I was so high on the Patriots. I don't know what it was.
You liked Vrabel.
I do like Vrabel.
And May.
And Drake May. I thought he was better than what he was last year.
So I would like to drop the Texans. Who are you offering to me? Do it. Go for it. Oh, we should. Okay, so blanket, we have the option to choose the Browns since they are our team. So offer me two other options that aren't the Browns.
There's not a lot of good teams to offer you.
No, there really isn't. That's why I'm actually happy with all my other picks, except for the Texans.
I am going to offer you the Steelers or the Jaguars.
I already have the Jags.
Oh, do you? Sorry. I'll take that back.
So, Jags.
Yeah, there you go.
Got the Jags, but I need to get rid of one.
Oh, I forgot you had the Jags.
Yeah.
I'm going to offer you the Steelers or the Bengals.
I already had the Bengals.
Did you?
Yeah.
But is it the Ravens you don't have? Or did you have
three? No, I have the Ravens. I had three. No, I had
two. Oh, you didn't have the Steelers, did you?
I didn't have the Steelers, no.
Ah, God, there's nobody. I'm not giving you anyone out of the AFC West. Yeah, I am.
Steelers or Chargers? Is that we?
No, you're not getting the Chargers.
Well, who are you giving? Are you giving me the Raiders?
Raiders.
Yeah, no, I'll take the Steelers.
Everyone else is terrible. Everyone, I
actually
didn't
know,
you had the Bengals. I didn't realise you had the Bengals.
I did have the Bengals. Do I take the Steelers over the Texans?
I think the Steelers are going to implode.
I know, that's why I'm kind of concerned now. I'm going to keep the Texans. Look,
okay.
I will stick in H-Town. H-Town, let's do it.
H-Town.
Okay, I'm staying.
I had the Patriots, Bills, Bengals, Ravens, Chargers, Chiefs, Colts. I'm going to drop. I quite like all of them. It's whether Joe Burrow comes back too late for the Bengals. But then, if you can't win with 470 yards and 40,000 points,
yep.
I'm going to drop the Bengals.
Okay. I will give you the option. Same one you gave me, Steelers or Jags.
You see, if Travis...
You also have Browns.
See, if Travis Hunter wasn't injured, I'd probably have taken the Jags. Because I can see the Colts today, six turnovers, all of them were Daniel Jones. I think three of them were his fumbles and three were his interceptions.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Jags. Because I think the Colts have got good. They've got good.
Duval.
Yeah, they could melt down.
I'm just now thinking back to my NFC dropping the Vikings for the Bears.
Yeah.
The Vikings' defense played pretty well today. Like, I was pretty happy with them. And the Bears, I'm just completely concerned that it's just going to completely implode between Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson. So now, do I pick the Bears or the Vikings? Darren, what would you do?
Well, I've got the Bears.
I'm just trying to figure out. The Vikings have two really good wide receivers.
I don't know what happened to the Bears D today. I have no idea.
The Bears defense is actually quite injured in the secondary, is I think what happened. Oh, no.
The Vikings had the better defensive showing, but they've got no QB.
I know, they haven't got no QB. Aaron Jones
they've
is now
got
injured.
Justin Jefferson, who's like wasted.
And Jordan Addison, they're both astounding.
I just wish that they trade
the
one of them to my
team. Line, the Vikings' offensive line is so terrible.
I would take Jalen Waddle as well.
Vikings' offensive line is so terrible as well.
I know.
Their defensive line's really good. Their defensive coordinator's really good. Their backfield's okay.
I'd take the Bears.
Okay, bear down.
Bear down. There you go. We've both got
I hope
bears.
You're happy, Shiraz.
So your coach of the year, who did you have?
My coach of the year, let me scroll down, I had Dan Campbell.
Oof. How'd you feel about that now?
How'd you feel okay?
I had Ben Johnson if he could fix the Bears, but Sean McVay if not.
You can kind of do. I don't think Ivor will get it.
No.
I don't think one's going to get it. I think Mike Vrabel.
I think Mike Vrabel. If the Patriots finished 12-5.
100%. Comeback player of the year, I had Dak Prescott. You had Aiden Hutchinson.
I'm feeling fine about it. I think both are probably the top
the
two.
The other dark horse comeback player of the year is actually Javonte Williams.
Yes.
Which I always find weird about because he wasn't injured. And that always weirds me out when they're not injured.
He's had a lot of...
I know he has, but like last year he wasn't injured. Yeah. So it's just he changed teams and that always gives me strange. Defense Rookie of the Year, I had Derek Harmon from the Steelers. I don't think he's going to win it, but he's actually doing okay over there.
Yeah, I can't remember who I had for that.
I had Travis Hunter,
which is dead now.
Yeah, Offensive Rookie of the Year, I had Hunter. Who else? Offensive Player of the Year, I had Brock Bowers.
Didn't I have Travis Hunter as Rookie of the Year?
You had Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
And then Derek Harmon, Defensive Rookie of the Year. Brock Bowers, Offensive Player of the Year for me.
I had it as MVP, didn't I?
Yeah, I had MVP Joe Burrow as well.
Who did I have as Offensive Player of the Year? I can't remember who I had. I'll find this all out for next week.
Sounds good.
I'm such a disappointment.
You meant to play the year Derek Stingley Jr. I don't think that's going to happen now.
No.
I actually don't know who's leading that. Really?
No. Defensive. You got to...
There's not like a really standout at the moment.
No. I mean, obviously, Satan was still good, was going well.
Yeah, but I don't think they'd do double back-to-back.
No,
back
I don't think they'd go back-to-back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I look at the Patriots, I look at the Texans, I look at the Broncos.
Yeah, they're good defenses.
Yeah, Micah Parsons hasn't
Miles
done enough.
Miles Garrett is already
yeah,
always
Miles
out
Garrett's
there. Yeah,
Miles Garrett's good, yeah.
We'd be
Micah
happy with
Parsons
that.
Micah Parsons hasn't done enough, I don't think.
And my Super Bowl winner was the Bucks, and I'm still feeling okay about that.
Oh, I picked the Bengals, didn't I?
Yeah.
No chance.
Who else did you have from the NFC in there? You had the Eagles, didn't you?
Eagles
Chiefs.
Yeah. Eagles, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, there we go.
That was our review.
Do you want to do a few minutes of college?
I think we should do a few minutes of college.
Yeah, why not?
There weren't many super exciting college games.
And it was the first weekend of the New Zealand contract season.
I know. Did you find anything about that?
I know that the Tamaki Lightning won, so Shiraz would be happy with that.
Oh, my gosh, Shiraz coming out of the pigs missing. Bear down. Go Lightning, let's go. And we are talking about Florida versus Georgia.
Ooh.
Gators.
Now, I picked this game because I had a feeling it was going to be close because of the Billy Napier firing from Florida, which was going to, you know, was really going to test. Florida were either going to absolutely capitulate or they were going to
the fifth time you said
fly.
The word capitulate on the show.
Georgia,
is that your word of the day, Darren?
Georgia were the 7.5-point favourite.
And another interesting ref call in the Georgia game, the targeting.
Yes.
Another one against Georgia.
I know. They do get pulled for them. This is their first 5-game win streak against Florida since 78 to 93. What was interesting is that they're one of the few college teams that don't play on campus.
The Gators?
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting. They've played off campus since 1933.
Hmm.
The game, I don't understand why Florida went on 4th-and-1 with 8 minutes to go. They were winning. They were winning. And then went on 4th-and-4 with 3 minutes to go. And I was like, you've got timeouts. What are you doing? It's a tight game. There's been a lot of this guy. There's been a huge amount of fourth down going.
Yeah, that you don't like.
There's been a huge amount of 2-point going for that's been going on.
Can I tell you an interesting stat?
You do me. Yes, go.
That was a really strange sentence, Darren. The Bulldogs ran almost twice as many plays as the Gators did.
Ah, they did, yes. Mm. I remember seeing that. It was probably closer than what it should have been.
Yeah.
The Bulldogs, to me, not convinced.
No, the Gators did try to make a comeback, but the Bulldogs outlasted them.
What's next on the wheel?
The wheel.
Everyone knows what game everyone wants to talk about.
Well, I really, really hope that you wanted to go hook him.
Yes.
You wanted to hook him?
Yeah, I want to hook him. Yeah, I wanted to get hook that him. Arch Manning.
I really, really wanted Vanderbilt to win.
No, I didn't.
I did.
I didn't.
I'm getting
sick.
A bit... I'm tired of Texas, though, and Arch Manning.
I'm tired of Vanderbilt and Pavia.
I'm
sick of
so
it.
Tired of Arch Manning and Texas, though.
Sick
go away.
Of it.
It's like the second golden child.
He was
child.
My Heisman trophy choice as well.
Arch Manning, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I was like, Vandy wasn't your Heisman trophy choice.
This is weird, right? Texas's first home win versus a top 10 team since 2016.
I guess, yeah.
Weird. Shows how poor their schedule is. Arch Manning has been in concussion protocol.
Yeah.
And was brought out. First play of the game, 75-yard touchdown, boom.
Yeah. I reckon Vandy really tried to come back. They just got down too much in the first half.
They were 34-16 down with 10 minutes to go. I'm not big on the Pavia thing.
Oh, no. I just don't like Texas.
I know.
That's just my thing. I just don't like Texas. I think they're just a bit much. It's just a bit much from the fans. It's like he's just out of this world fantastic. And you're like, he's not, though. What are you watching?
I like Steve Sarkisian. I think he's a nice guy.
I think he's a good coach.
I like.
He wants to go to the NFL, apparently.
Mm, I like the Vanderbilt story, but I, yeah.
You don't like arrogant people.
No,
are you with Baker Mayfield? Because Baker's spicy.
I love Baker because I love his adverts. A home of the Mayfields, I love that.
What about Baker's Heisman ones? They're quite funny
too.
Yeah,
but you say that though. When I talk about my favourite lead singers, they're all really spicy. I don't know what it is about.
You don't talk about your favourite lead singers to me that often.
No, but when I do talk about my favourite lead singers to people, they're all really spicy. Whereas, I don't know what it is about Pavia. I don't know. I don't think he's as good as people have been hyping him up to be. He's done...
Do you think Arch Manning is as good as people were hyping him up to be?
No, he's not. No, but like Pavia, I mean, they've dropped a fair bit in the poll today. Yeah. They almost recovered that late onside kick as well.
I know.
Imagine how spicy that would have gone.
I would have loved it.
34-34 going to overtime.
Thai hot curry. Oh.
Come on.
The firing of the offensive coordinator.
Go on.
The Gamecocks versus the Rebels. Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Not a great game for the Rebels, but they fought from the quarterback, but Chambly, but they did win, so that's good. The Ole Miss defense and run game really is what won the game.
Yes.
258 yards rushing is really gonna kill the other team.
Didn't they run more than what Lenoris Sellers actually threw?
It was ridiculous.
Lenoris Sellers, 15 rush for minus 17 yards.
It was not a good game.
6 sacks from the Ole Miss D. Chambliss wasn't his best.
But the defense and the run game picked him up, so.
This was a trap game, though.
A trap game.
Because South Carolina have been competitive.
I like this.
They've been really competitive.
You're making something with your hands.
They were really competitive. And there'd been so much talk that week about the Ole Miss coach, Lane Kiffin. Like, everyone's linking him with leaving, going to Florida, going to LSU. Yeah. So this was a game where they could have really, really fallen over. And for a hot minute, they almost did, until Ole Miss just ran all over them and just killed them.
Like, completely killed them in the run game.
100% killed them.
Shall we talk about upcoming week?
You can.
Any games you're excited for?
When I can find them on my screen, yes. How about you first?
LSU versus Alabama.
Oh, well, of course.
I'm super excited for that game. So excited.
You just talking college or are you talking NFL?
Oh, no, both. Also, Auburn versus Vanderbilt, because Auburn obviously just let go of the head coach, and that's always an interesting game the next week.
Yes.
Iowa versus Oregon, because Iowa really are in contention to get into the playoffs, and
yes,
they need to win that game.
Playing very well.
And they need to win that game to get into the playoffs.
Texas Tech versus BYU, 8 versus 9.
Yep.
Indiana.
BYU very quiet.
Yeah. Again, Ohio State are playing no one.
Yeah.
They've got a real danger of just waltzing into.
Yeah, 100%.
And just getting taken out in the first round because they've got nothing.
No competition. Nebraska versus UCL will be interesting.
Yes.
Like, it'll be a weird, interesting game because it could genuinely go either way because UCL has been playing very strangely this whole season now.
How about your Blowhogs? What are they doing?
Blowhogs blow.
They blew again, didn't they?
They went so bad. It's been fun being a fan because you're like, oh my god. And then I don't actually know how you recover. It's like, because we do not have enough money to make a good team.
No.
Like, I don't actually know how college works in that instance. I genuinely am quite kind of as a fan trying to learn because I haven't been a fan of college before. And I go, I don't really know how my team gets better. Like, you can't. It doesn't work that way. But in the NFL, I am very excited for the Bucks versus Patriots. I think that would be a fun matchup.
That's a big game. Eagles-Packers.
Yep, Micah Parsons against the Eagles again. Always a good time.
49ers-Rams.
Yep, always a good matchup between McVay and Shanahan.
And Chargers-Steelers.
Chargers-Steelers. Harbaugh versus Tomlin, but a different one this time.
That's right, yes. So again, we will be back next week with more food, more NFL, more college. Don't forget to go follow us and subscribe on YouTube and Facebook and all those beautiful things. So that has been our show. It's over again. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you on the other side.
our diversity.